नमस्सर्वेभ्यः या देवी सर्वभूतेषु मातृरूपेण संस्थिता नमस्तस्यै 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 नमो नमः. इट इस् डेफिनेट्ली अ प्रिविलेज् एण्ड् अ वेरी हेपी टास्क् टु इन्ट्रड्यूस् श्रीमती पूर्णिमा प्रसाद. So as Venkat sir mentioned, I have been fortunate to have known her for probably close to 20 years now. So I had her initial acquaintance when we were studying Vyakarana under our guru Shrimati Vidushi M. Vijayalakshmi. So Shrimati Purnima has been a very good friend since then. And I have drawn a lot of inspiration from her dedication to studies, to Sanskrita, to Shastras, and her basically a very nice nature, as we say, a Sajjana in every aspect. So Shrimati Purnima has been, she has studied, as I said, Vyakarana. So we together studied for 6 or 7 years together. From Vidushi M. Vijayalakshmi. She has also completed her Vidvat in Alankara Shastra and also her MA in Sanskrit. In addition to that, she has also studied Vedanta under Pujya Swamiji Dayananda Saraswati. She also listens to classes by Swami Paramarthananda. So she has a long exposure to the texts of Vedanta. She has also been learning stotras, many stotra texts such as the Saundarya Lahari along with the Sanskrit commentaries from Vijayalakshmi Madam. She has a long experience in teaching also. She has been teaching Sanskrit to various people taking various exams such as the Samskrita Bharati exams since more than 10 years. She also gives discourses on stotras, the various Shankara stotras, etc. And a very remarkable thing which I have always been amazed by her is that her mother tongue is actually Tamil. And when she started classes, she didn't know much of Kannada. But since our teacher used to teach in Kannada, she has now picked up so much of Kannada that she can even actually give discourses and lectures in the language. So along with all that content, she has also mastered the language purely out of her love and dedication for the subject. So she was so much interested to learn that such things do not matter. So it's one of the several things I have learned from her. So it's recently, we launched in Vyoma Samskrita Pathashala. We had the fortune of launching a course by Shrimati Purnima Prasad, where she has explained the verses of the Saundarya Lahari in simple English. So each verse is explained with its Anvaya, Pratipadartha, and the Bhavartha in simple English. So we launched it recently on the occasion of Lalita Panchami during Navaratri. And it is definitely, she is a very apt person to be with us today when we are concluding this course on Lalita Sahasranama Stotram. So on behalf of Vyoma Samskrita Pathashala, I extend a hearty welcome to Shrimati Purnima Prasad and request her to bless us with a few words on this occasion.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. That was a very impressive introduction by Dr. Soumya. Anyway, my heartfelt thanks to Soumya, and my pleasure to speak a few words on Lalita Sahasranama to on behalf of the Vyoma team. अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Namaha. I understand that you all, the learners, have chosen to learn to chant Lalita Sahasranamam from a teacher with Sanskrit knowledge, and that too offered in a portal dedicated to Sanskrit. Now, two points very significant here. Firstly, I asked myself, what inspired you all to choose to learn this Lalita Sahasranamam chanting? So here I would like to recall this verse. Yenanya devata nama kirtitam janma kotishu tasyaiva bhavati shraddha shri devi nama kirtane. This is the answer I get. Those who have been worshipping and singing praises of all other forms of devatas like Ganesha, Shanmukha, Vishnu, you know, there are so many Sahasranamam and Stotras. So over many, many lifetimes, after they have offered prayers to the different deities, only then it is said that they will get the inspiration and commitment to chant Devi's name. So this implies a certain blessing from Devi, Ishwari's Kripa on all the learners. Secondly, why is it important to learn from a Sanskrit scholar? A simple answer would be to be able to pronounce correctly. Now, why is this focus on pronouncing correctly important? Let us take a look at that in the Sahasranama. Right in the beginning, Dhyana Shloka is taught, and I saw how beautifully your teacher made sure that it was pronounced correctly. And so what it means is the Dhyana Shloka is taught at first so that each one, when you chant every name, Devi's form is visualized internally. Why? Because otherwise the names will just be names and they will have no meaning at all. They will lose their value. It would otherwise be like, you know, calling out names from a register in school for attendance. It will become like that. So this Sahasranamam chanting is not like that. So the 1,000 names have been given to us by Vak Devatas themselves. So, and that too with Devi's Anugraha. Now there is a small story which I'm sure most of you know. So I'm not going to touch upon that story. Each Sahasranama is loaded with a lot of value. And each one is a mantra. What I want to point out is that we know that Sri Hayagriva, he taught it to Agastya Muni. Now, initially, Agastya taught so many things to Agastya Muni, and as the name goes, Agastya knew so much already about Shastra, and so who could be a better Sishya than Agastya Muni? Hayagriva Avatara is said to be a abode, Adhara of all knowledge, and yet he knew about Sahasranamam, and yet he did not teach it to this qualified Sishya, Agastya Muni. Why? Because Agastya Muni did not ask for it. So the message here for us is Brahma Vidya or Shri Vidya is not to be imparted to anyone and everyone. It must be asked for. It must be sought for. Only when Agastya Muni asked for this, he was taught the Sahasranama of Lalita Parameshwari. This implies the significance of the Lalita Sahasranama. Then here, a small narration on the author, on Lalita Sahasranamam, there is a wonderful Bhashyam commentary written by Sri Bhaskara Raya. He is on par with Adi Shankaracharya, and you know, there are a lot of anecdotes about him. Just one thing to point out the significance of the phala of Sri Vidya Upasana, I wish to share. Sri Bhaskara Raya was so, you know, he was an all-knower and Shakti Upasaka. He was a Grihastha, but still better than any other sannyasi could have been. So these, you know, as usual, all the other scholars in the village, they were very jealous of him. There was one scholar named Narayana Bhatta. So he, along with the other scholars opposing Sri Bhaskara Raya, he challenged him. And then there was a sabha held in which so many questions on Mantra Shastra was asked to Bhaskara Raya, to which he answered. And then at that time, there was a sannyasi named Sri Kumkumananda Swami. He is said to have warned the scholars not to continue with the challenge because Sri Devi herself talks through Sri Bhaskara Raya and not anyone else. But still, Sri Narayana Bhatta wanted pramana for this. So it is said that the question asked was, they asked Sri Bhaskara Raya to tell non-stop the 64 crore names of yoginis. Chatushashti Koti Yogini Samanvita, she is worshipped. So it is said that Sri Bhaskara Raya just went on telling one after the other different names. Even the listeners were getting tired. And then Kumkumanandacharya, he gave Sri Narayana Bhatta Divya Drishti. And then when he saw, it was near Sri Bhaskara Raya's ears. Lalita Parameshwari was seated and continuously telling him every name. And that's what was coming out of his mouth. Such was his greatness. And this is the phala of committed regular Sri Vidya Upasana. Such a great commentator. His commentary on Lalita Sahasranama is known as Saubhagya Bhaskara. So based on that, I would like to share the meaning of a few verses which are pertaining to syllables. Let's look at the verse. Vishuddhi Chakra Nilaya Rakta Varna Trilochana Khatvangadi Praharana Vadanaika Samanvita Payasana Priya Twaksta Pashiloka Bhayankari Amritadi Mahashakti Samrita Dakinishwari. Here, Vishuddhi Chakra Nilaya. In the Vishuddhi Chakra. Vishuddhi Chakra means it is the energy point in the neck region. For those who don't know, all the chakras are placed in the spinal cord. So the neck region is said only to help you visualize. So in this chakra, Devi is said to be seated on a 16-petaled lotus. Now, what is the significance here is each petal is one yogini representing one swara. So 16 swaras are represented by each yogini, Amritadi Mahashakti Samrita. Each yogini has a name. So the first name starts with Amrita and then it goes on. Devi is known as Dakinishwari, and as she is seated in this lotus, she is visualized and she is prayed to. So here, the 16 swaras are represented. Then the next one, as you go down, in the Anahata Chakra, Anahatabja Nilaya, she is surrounded by Kala Ratriyadi Shaktyaugha Vrita, by yoginis starting from Kala Ratri, etc. There are 12 yoginis here because in this chakra, the lotus is supposed to have 12 petals. So each petal represents one akshara. And so the syllables starting from ka to tha. This numbering, the order goes according to the Katapayadi Sankhya. Here, the syllables starting from ka to tha are represented, and each one syllable is the beginning of the name of a yogini. So here we have 12 syllables. Then the form of Bhagavati is Rakini. Then you go down to the next chakra, Manipurabja Nilaya. Here she is surrounded by Damaryadi Bhiravrata. Manipura chakra is around the navel. Anahata, you go down to the heart region, then to the navel region is the Manipura chakra. So Devi seated in a 10-petaled lotus known by the name Lakini, she is surrounded by Damari and others. So the 10 syllables which are noted here are from Da to Pha, Dakini to Phatkarini, Damari to Phatkarini. So Da to Pha are the syllables with which the each name of yogini starts, and then 10 yoginis are there. Then you go to the next chakra below the navel, Swadhisthanam Bhujagata, and there Bandhinyadi Samanvita. So the devis are known as Bandhini, yoginis are known as Bandhini, etc. There are 6 petals. So 6 yoginis are present over there around Bhagavati, and those 6 syllables will be Ba, Bha, Ma, Ya, Ra, La, Bandhini to Lamboshti. These yoginis represent the 6 syllables. Then you go down below that, Mooladharambhujarudha, and there she is surrounded by Varadadi Nishevita. So in the Mooladhara chakra, Devi is seated on a 4-petaled lotus, surrounded by 4 yoginis known by the names Varada and so on. So the syllables represented here will be starting with V, Varadadi. So V, Sh, Sh, S. These are the 4 syllables represented. Then is mentioned Ajna Chakra. You know, there is a process. I'm not touching upon the other part of the meaning. There's more, lot of more meaning connected with these. Ajna Chakrabja Nilaya Hamsavati Mukhya Shakti Samanvita. Devi is seated on a lotus with 2 petals. The 2 petals are yoginis Hamsavati and Kshamavati. So the syllables represented here are H and Ksh. Point to note here is Ksh is not a Samyuktakshara. It is one syllable by itself. So Hamsavati and Kshamavati. So here, two syllables are represented. Now, if you put together all of them, you will get 50 syllables of the Varnamala. All the 50 syllables are represented, which means every Varna or syllable is a yogini. So, it is extremely essential and important to pronounce Alpaprana, Mahaprana, Hraswa, Dirgha as taught. So, as is taught by your teacher, it's very important to pronounce. Then, so when you pronounce correctly, every nama will be a mantra. And then it will bless the sadhaka with whatever he or she desires for. Now here, some may have the question, oh my God, this is really hard to pronounce. It's very difficult. But still, I do want to know the Swarupa of Devi. Devi is none other than Brahman in the feminine form. I do want to know her Swarupa. Now, this question is answered towards the end. You all chanted those 2 verses also. By the Nama, Abhyasa Atishaya Jnata. Atishaya Abhyasa. One has to be extremely committed, sincere, and then do sadhana, then definitely one will be able to understand the Swarupa of Bhagavati. That's the meaning here. Jnata, she will be known. Now, here one interesting definition of abhyasa given by Sri Bhaskara Raya is punah punaha asupte ramrute kalam naye vedanta chintayeti, which means shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam has to be done until the body is dropped. So, okay, I will do sadhana like this. What is the guarantee that such severe sadhana will reveal the nature of Lalita Parameshwari? That is also answered in next nama, one nama later. Avyaja Karuna Murtihi. Lalita Parameshwari is Avyaja Karuna Murtihi. She is a personification of compassion, which means she gives you guarantee that your effort will not go for a waste. Like this, chanting every nama correctly, pronouncing it properly, and valuing every syllable, seated in one place, visualizing the dhyana swarupa will certainly bless the devotee with atmajnanam. And this phalam, I want to mention, is not for chanting while walking around, doing different chores, allowing the recorder to chant many times. Then this phalam is not meant for that. Commitment and involvement in the dhyana swarupa and then chanting is extremely important. So this is what I wish to stress over here. With this, I will make a conclusion. I pray, may Lalita Parameshwari's blessings be showered on all those who have chosen to learn to chant Lalita Sahasranamam. My best wishes to Dr. Soumya Bhagini, Sri Venkata Subramanyam Mahodaya, Srimati Sandhya Rajesh, and the Vyoma team. I wish to conclude with the 100th shloka of Saundarya Lahari, which is very connected with these. Pradeepa jwala bhihi divasakarani rajana vidhihi sudhasute chandropala jalala vairajya rachana swakiyairambho bhihi salila nidhi sauhitya karanam त्वदीयाभिर्वाग्भिः तव जननि वाचां स्तुतिरियम् तव जननि वाचां स्तुतिरियम् नमस्ते.